Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.
To Richard Herring and to Stuart Lee, hoping for some humour of a high intense degree. All I heard was bollocks and their circle of close friends, taking all a licence fee to meet more than both ends. It's no wonder ratings are as low as they can go. Seamen in the submarines have less ballast to blow. Oh, what a complete waste of everyone's Monday night. Richard Herring and Stuart Lee are piles of stink.
Hello, I'm Stuart Lee.
And I'm the one they call, Richard Herring.
That's right, and thank you to listener Will Walker of Norwich there for just one of the many offensive jingles that have flooded into our office this week.
And it's nice to think, though, isn't it, Stu, that our listeners feel on the same level as us, and you know, they can join in with the show and sort of take the mickey out.
Well, that take the mickey, I call that blind cheek, I do, Rich. I think the disdain that Will and the others display for us is genuine, that's the problem. People, there are people out there half our age doing their homework and looking down on us, and with good reason to, it would appear.
But everyone, look out for the other jingles sent in to us. And remember, Will and anyone else who hears their stuff on the show tonight will receive nothing at all
nothing
in payment.
All.
£0.
No money. But ironically, we still get paid the same huge fee of £1 million each a minute, even though we haven't had to write as much as usual thanks to your generosity.
And your trusting stupidity.
You fools. Yes, we've used you as the mighty whales that eat insignificant plankton.
We're like all the Victorian factory owners, and you are the urchins scampering up our chimneys in and into the dangerous looms of our factories. A sort of satire of 19th century this is. So do keep your stuff coming into the usual address.
This is L7. It's going out to everyone who ever writes to us or talks to us. That's for gigs, and it's called Freak Magnet.
We love you all.
With us.
Hello.
Remember to come in this week then, Pete.
Yeah, sorry, I was scared last week.
Also in the studio is Kevin Eldon, who this week appeared in Weekending, Radio 4's weekly satirical look at the news.
That's right, that's why I'm sitting here swelled with pride after cheekily destroying all British institutions with mere words.
Oh, yes.
And Sally Phillips is here, recently took a satirical look at the life of French intellectual Guy de Maupassant in a stage show called Bel Ami.
Yeah.
Should be a very satirical show this week, these satirists.
Filling in time before the TV series.
And thanks to listener Colin McEwen for that jingle there. And thanks for all the stuff you've sent in. Some great stuff for our TV gallery.
Yes.
Keep it coming in. Junk, rubbish, collages, whatever. This week we're particularly interested in learning to speak and getting some passport photos. Yes, passport photos. If you'd like to see your face on TV, in a book, or in a stupid art exhibition we're playing for the Edinburgh Festival, send us a passport photo of your face.
You made a mistake,
Steve. I know, get on
right at the beginning.
Shut up!
And you might remember last week that I mentioned that with this, in reference to Shadow,
you
that
made
I expected.
Yeah,
I didn't know, that was a hesitation.
All right, carry on.
I mentioned that Shadow would probably appear in a Tom Johnston cartoon, sort of flying because he's on drugs.
Yeah.
And I picked up the News of the World yesterday. Here it is. And there we have Shadow. You can tell it's Shadow because he's got Shadow written on his chest. And he's flying over some prostitutes. And in case you don't understand that, it says Gladiator Drugs and Hooker Shame. So I was right. So we've got a competition.
Yeah, we've got a competition. Writing competition this week. Right into Leon Herring, room 111, 16 Langham Street, London, W1. Well, A or whatever it is. If you can guess what Tom Johnson's cartoon in the News of the World is going to be next week, guess what it is. Answers by Friday.
You're going to have to try and predict the news, which might be hard, but then what's easier is predicting what tired angle Tom Johnson's going to take on that. Maybe there'll be a Tory MP shocker, and he'll have some sort of old man in suspenders being whipped or something with something about his wife.
Perhaps if you think someone famous is going to die this week, then predict that Tom Johnson would perhaps draw that person arriving at the pearly gates and saying their catchphrase and all the angels laughing or something.
Or perhaps if they're an evil person who's done a crime, they'll be in hell being punished rightly their crime. And remember, there will be a prize for the best one, the most accurate one to that.
So I don't know what it'll be. Some Tom Johnson-related thing.
What's the phone-in competition?
The phone-in competition this week is...
man.
Phone-in. Phone-in. You know that Britain leads the world in bad sitcoms as far as we're concerned, rubbishy sitcoms. So what we want you to do is phone in with the title of a rubbishy sitcom and a brief explanation of the premise
of that
sitcom.
Try and work out what you're going to say, though. Yeah. And don't
for example, you could have Day of the Jackal. That's a sitcom about a bloke called Ian Day, and he runs a pub called the Jackal.
Oh, that's not a proper pun, though, is it? Because that's like you've made up Day and Jackal. That's just what single. I'm talking
about. What about Nelson's Column? That's real. That's only done that. Same thing.
That's true. You could have Death's Door, which is about Def Leppard and the magical door they have to their enchanted house.
That's right.
And
we've got a prize for that idea if you ring in with it. And call us in on 071-306-0222 for those sitcom ideas, 071-306-0222.
And if you can't understand the numerical system, perhaps this jingle from Caroline Blight in Devon will help you.
Phone Leon Herring on.
That's Caroline Blight, a victim of the freak magnet. This is American Music Club. This is their new single. It's called Can You Help Me?
It's nice that America has a special club for those who like music, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Everyone who likes music.
Yeah.
You think they could come up with something better than this between them and all those millions of people?
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Yeah.
I try to run away, but I'm frozen in place. My body's made of sawdust, and my heart just split. My old friend rigor mortis starts to breathe. My face, the air starts to drain out of my spirit.
Funny as Steve Coogan. Hasn't he had a fantastic year?
That's from Pete Myrex from Oldham. Thanks a lot, Pete.
I can't believe all the stupid things I'm saying now. Either I've taken the world off my back, or I've gone to see now. And I thought your love was just a great big lie. Now loving you's the only thing.
Leon Herring, where they walk, loops are strummed.
Thank you, Eamon Ford.
All I have to offer you is archaeology and Christmas. And we'll turn our backs on what the world has in store. And we'll twist the lights
reappraisal of the life of Captain Oates a few weeks back. Captain Today Oates. We're going to take a fresh look at another great British hero.
Portrait of a Hero, Bomber Harris. Part 1, The Young Bomber.
Well done, Mrs. Harris. It's a boy.
I will call him Bomber. Bomber Harris.
As Bomber grew up, his vocation became clear.
Oh, Bomber, please help me. My cat has become trapped up that tree.
Yes, little Jenny. A tricky problem, but I'm equal to it. We must bomb the tree and the surrounding area. Bomb it to bits. Squadron, attack! And now the cat is no longer up the tree. The mission is a success.
But Oscar, my cat! Oh, no!
In any war, there will be casualties, Jenny. In honor of my achievement, I propose that the broken twigs and cat fragments are made into a statue of me, so that no one will ever forget the day I, Bomber Harris of Bomber Command, saved that innocent cat from the clutches of that evil tree.
Edifying, the life of Bomber Harris there, part one. That phone number for those flimsy sitcom premises, 07130602222. For example, you could have Bird in the Hand. That bloke called Ian Bird, he might run the Hand pub,
you've
for example.
You've done that before.
Have I? Yeah, what have you got there,
it's
Pete?
Like,
what's your flimsy?
It's the David Copperfields.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
And it's David Copperfield, the magician.
Yeah.
Shares a flat with the failed man from Three of a Kind, David Copperfield.
Yeah.
And the fictional Dickens character.
All right, good.
And the adventures they have.
Right, what about you, Kev?
And I thought of one, upstairs, downstairs, right? Now, this is about a family of giants who move into a normal-sized house and have to remove a first-floor ceiling.
Good idea. What about you, Sal?
About Otherfoot's shoe.
Otherfoot's shoe.
Well, somebody called Ian Otherfoot, who has an orthopaedic shoe.
That's
and all
good.
The
adventures they have.
Yeah.
I think we've got a call for one of these, which is Simon Stone. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
And what is your title of your sitcom?
And the title is Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. And what is the flimsy premise for this?
It's Jarvis Cocker from Pulp.
Yeah.
Writing a crap sitcom about the deal.
Hey.
Quite a good idea.
That's very good.
We might steal the idea off you. Thanks for ringing in.
Right.
If you've been reading the papers this week or speaking to other humans, you'll know that the Viper Club is in trouble.
Yeah.
It's where Jason Donovan was struck down with a mystery eye.
Mystery? What do you think that was to you?
Asthma, epilepsy, jet lag.
You know what I think?
What?
I think it might have something to do with drugs.
You can't say that, Rich, on the air.
I can, because the drug I mean is alcohol. Remember, alcohol is a drug too.
Is it really, Rich? You know what else is a drug, don't you?
What?
That crack that you were quite happily sitting there smoking.
This isn't a drug.
It is a drug, mate.
It is a drug.
Anyway, this week we sent Kevin over to Hollywood to check it out.
Yes, you did. You sent me to Hollywood, yep.
And you're back now, though?
You're back now.
Didn't stay long. Little of interest there in Hollywood. I'll tell you why, because I prefer being in this studio with you, Rich and Stu. I did go, though.
Okay, we're going to play the tape of you being in Hollywood then, now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here in Hollywood, which is in America, and I'm standing actually in front of Johnny Depp's Viper Room nightclub here in Hollywood. Now, this is a club plagued by tragedy, death, a mystery illness, where River Phoenix died and Jason Donovan had his mystery illness attack last week. Now, I'm here now with Viper Club manageress Alison Crispwell.
Hello.
Hello, Alison. So, what did happen to Jason Donovan last week, then?
Let me assure you, this has all been blown out of all proportion. Jason simply had an attack of asthma.
Asthma?
Yes. He was with Kiefer Sutherland, who is currently shooting the film I Am a Dog, and he still had some of the fine dog hairs caught in Kiefer's beard. And now, these hairs went up Jason's nose, and since Jason had left his Ventolin spinhaler back in the hotel, he collapsed, and he had to be taken to the hospital to have his stomach, lungs, de-haired.
Oh, yeah?
Paramedic!
Hang on, who's this being wheeled out of the club now? God, isn't that Brad Pitt? He looks terrible.
I know what must have happened. Kiefer Sutherland gave Brad some aftershave without realizing that Brad is currently suffering from an extremely sore case of eczema.
Uh-huh.
And the Viper's right out of Olathe emollient at the moment, so Brad is being taken to the hospital to have an Olathe emollient bath.
Right, so that would explain why he's riding around in such obvious discomfort,
yes.
Wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, but the list goes on, Alison. Christian Slater had a sudden attack of conjunctivitis.
Yes, that's very worrying.
And Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream apparently suddenly felt very cold and thought he had a chill coming on, so he was taken to the Mount Sinai Medical Center to get a jumper.
Yes.
All here, coincidentally, in your club.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, Alison, there's something wrong with your air conditioning.
Oh, no, no. I mean, these stars work very hard. You know, they come here to relax, and when they relax, they are inevitably more susceptible to minor viruses and infections.
Let's see. Right, well, how do you explain this tape, then, that's come into our hands of a 911 call? Listen to this.
Hello, 911. This is the Viper Room.
Oh, yes. What a surprise.
Hi. We have Arnold from Different Strokes here. You remember?
What seems to be the problem?
He has a splinter in one of his toes. His big toe, I think.
Oh, yes.
Quickly, gangrene. We're worried it might go gangrenous. Can you come quickly and get it out?
Right.
And can you bring the stomach pump?
For a splinter? Why?
In case any of the splinter has got in through his skin and ended up in his stomach.
Okay, well, our ambulance is there waiting as usual, isn't it?
No, it's taking Mark Almond in at the moment. He accidentally swallowed some glue, 2 pints of glue. He slipped or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we're having new carpets
in,
and we've got some glue down.
Different paramedic.
No, wait a minute. No, look, now supermodel Kate Moss is being wheeled out. Her nose covered in a mystery powder. She's convulsing strangely.
Yeah, well, I think I know what's happened here. You see, Keeper Sutherland came in earlier with some Stinger chew bars from England.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened? He's probably given one to Kate to try, and she thought it was just an ordinary chew bar. You see, then she would have been surprised when she came across the fizzy, stinging sherbet, and it would probably have gone up her nose.
Right.
Backwards.
So the shivering is just the effects of the sherbet, then?
Absolutely, yes, right. That's correct.
Isn't Stinger sherbet green?
Well,
Wait a minute. Who is this being wheeled out now? It's Lemonhead's frontman, Ivan Dando.
Yeah.
So, what do you think might be wrong with him, Alison?
Oh, I expect he's just taken too much crack again.
Satire there. So you went to America for that then, Kev?
Yeah, I actually went there. I was really, it was there. Fantastic place.
That's big.
You have a good flight, did you?
Yeah.
What film did they show on the flight then?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, come on, you must remember what film.
Oh, it was Spaceballs.
Spaceballs?
Maybe we'll be playing that. That's ancient.
What did you have to eat on the flight?
It's a pie and chips.
Chips or dessert as well? Do you have dessert?
Yeah, Angel Delight. Look,
what flavour?
Just plain.
Oh,
right. Lovely.
Mm. If you've been to America, what is the American word for pavement?
No, it's not,
isn't it? Yeah, I'd just like to point out, though, actually, about that bit before there. Jason Donovan, we're not allowed to imply that he's on drugs, okay?
No, or anything about him at all.
We can't imply that he's on drugs or anything.
Though he obviously was, wasn't he? He was coked up to the eyeballs.
Rich, you can't say that.
He was on cocaine.
Rich,
the drug,
no.
Cocaine, down three cocaines.
Are you implying something about
him? Yeah, I am.
He was on cocaine.
It was drugs that he'd taken.
You don't
and
know.
The other thing as well is
no,
they said about him.
No,
it's true.
This record, this is King Missile, it's called Take Stuff from Work.
Take stuff from work. It's the best way to feel better about your job. Never buy pens or pencils or paper. Take them from work. Rubber bands, paper clips, memo pads, folders. Take them from work. It's the best way to feel better about your low pay and appalling working conditions. Take an ashtray. They got plenty. Take coat hangers. Take a trash can. Why buy a file cabinet? Why buy a phone? Why buy a personal computer or word processor? Take them from work. I took a whole desk from the last place I worked. And it looks great in my apartment. Take an electric pencil sharpener. Take a case of Whiteout. You might need it one day. Take stuff from work. It's your duty as an oppressed worker to steal from your employers. It's going to be an outstanding day. Take stuff from work and goof off on the company time. I wrote this at work. They're paying me to write about stuff I steal from them. Life is good.
Lee and Herring on 1FM. Funnier than when Tom Clive of York fell over with his hands in his pockets.
Thanks to Richard and Christopher Beckett from York for sending that jingle in there.
And do keep those bad sitcoms coming in. And the prize we forgot to mention is that you will have your idea made into a treatment by me and Stu, and you may have the pleasure of seeing your idea, not your name or anything or any money, but your idea made into a genuine TV programme. I think we've got Will Walker on the line. Hi, Will.
Hi, mate.
Hi, you enjoyed your song at the top of the show.
Yeah, well, if I could only improve it, improve the show a bit.
Well, it did a lot, thanks. What's your sitcom idea? Man.
Well, it's all about a soldier and his woodworking tools called Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, that's very good. If you think the show's so rubbish, you shouldn't be listening again, should you? Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, we've got someone else whose name I've forgotten. Hello?
Francis.
Oh, well, Francis. Hi, Francis. What's your sitcom title?
It's called A Stitch in Time Saves Nine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's about nine people that work in a clothes alteration shop. And I thought that you could do, like, all the BBC sitcoms, just all the same, and you could have, like, an angry manager and stuff. And
yeah.
You've done that one wrong, though.
A senile lady.
How's it saving
them? It's no good. Because A Stitch in Time Saves Nine, there has to be about a bloke called Stitch who runs a pub called In Time Saves Nine.
No, no, I think my idea's better.
All right.
Well, we'll see at the end of the show who wins, won't we?
Whether it'll be me.
All
right, bye. Thanks a lot.
That's bye. Good.
Time to talk to Pete, isn't it? Pete?
Yeah, I've got another sitcom, actually.
Yeah.
Which is Joe 90.
Oh,
it's about Joe Brand. She sent back in time to the year 1990. And the situations, the slightly different things that happened.
Yeah. All right. Well, it could be
about the internet. And
could be about her if she like becomes the age of John Major's girlfriend.
Satire.
Yeah, I know.
Go on, give us some. What are you up to this week?
Well, as the theme seems to be sort of drugs and that, or as Richard was implying, I've done a thing about how you can make fake drugs because the proper ones are too expensive and some of them make you die or feel hot. So I've sort of got some ones that you can do at a fraction of the cost.
Right.
For example, you know how some drugs give you like massive confidence, don't they, apparently? Well, you can simulate this confidence by going and looking at something that you know you're better than.
Right.
I mean, I usually
What would that be in your case?
Well, a piece of dirt or a spider or something like that. But you do have to be careful with the spider, though, in case he starts doing something that he's better at than you, like making webs or crawling up the side of a bath.
Right.
Then you start feeling bad again.
Okay.
Another thing you can do to make effective drugs is to go to a children's park and lie down on a roundabout and get some children to spin you round. And as you go round, they stand over you laughing. You get them to do that. And it's like those bits in films, you know, when someone's been given a drug and they're on the floor spinning and looking up at a load of, like, strange laughing children. Yeah, and green ring a rosie and all that
sort of pee coming out of
the place. Another thing is many drug side effects are very easy to recreate, such as the depression you feel when you come down from a drug.
Mm.
The way to do this is just think about your life for a few seconds.
Right.
Yeah. And you find that's very realistic then.
Mm.
And feeling paranoid and violently sick are very cheap and easy to do as well.
Good.
Right. Finally, simulate being someone famous who takes drugs by pushing a lot of talcum powder up your nose, putting on a blonde wig and singing Too Many Broken Hearts in the World.
That's a good idea. Could give you asthma, that talcum powder,
though, so you've got to be careful. Remember, kids, don't take real drugs. Do take Pete's rubbish drugs.
Real drugs are evil and wrong.
Yeah. Must make that clear.
Some of mine are as well.
And don't take them. Ian News has been mourned by nearly two of you.
One letter
we've had in. But we've got some Ian News. We can't get these funny blokes, really, because I think they're doing Histozine now. But Ian Butler in The Sun today on page 3 has admitted to drinking 50 pints of beer a day. He's a decorator. He says, although I don't like to boast about it, everyone has to be good at something, and I am good at decorating and drinking beer.
Well done, Ian.
Nice to see that.
This next record is what counts as it's like from another country, so I'm going to introduce it in an Andy Kershaw voice. Here we go. Last week, I went on an expedition to Wales, and while I was there, I picked up this record. It's from Gorky's Zygotic Monkey, and it's called Barbed Wire.
This goes out to all our Welsh listeners from Welsh Wales, my gran would say, who've requested it. Hope you like it.
Marketing ploy this thing in Welsh, because of course it counts as world music.
They better watch out though, because Paul Simon will come and steal it off them and then sing what it's like to be a middle class bloke in New York over the top and have Carrie Fisher from Star Wars finish with you.
Talking loud, 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 lo
would appear that the Welsh for barbed wire is barbed wire. Is that right, Pete? Where's the Welsh for barbed wire?
It's barbed wire, but it's spelled different.
That, isn't it? It's on the album, that. That's Gorky's Zygotic Monkey's mum coming in at the end and telling them off for making noise.
Mrs. Zygotic Monkey
on the... Good thing to leave on, though, that is. Well done to
them. Do you think Lemmy from Motorhead's mum ever came in? Mrs. Motorhead.
Don't know,
mate. Told him to be quiet.
Maybe she did.
Maybe Paul Simon and Art Funkel's mums came and told him to...
Turn it up a bit. Could have done,
Quiet, maybe.
Right.
Well, now it's the second part of our tribute to a great British hero.
Portrait of a Hero, Bomber Harris. Part 2, Bomber Becomes a Man.
Lady Caroline, may I have this dance?
I'm sorry, Bomber. You'll have to wait your turn. I have hundreds of suitors.
Yeah, well, I'll soon fix that. Squadron, attack! You see, Lady Caroline, the strategic blanket bombing of the ballroom, dance floor and the surrounding town of Shrewsbury has put pay to my competition's romantic hopes.
Oh, my leg! It's gone!
Oh, in any war, there will be casualties, Lady Caroline. Now, may I have that dance? And this rubble can be used to make a sculpture of you and I kissing, so that future generations will remember how I, Bomber Harris of Bomber Command, won the fair hand of my fair lady. Dance, woman, dance.
The stirring music there signifying the tale of Bomber Harris, his true life. I think we've got another call in for a crap sitcom. It's from Colin Spears. Hi, Colin.
Hello.
What's your crap sitcom called?
Sliding Down the Banister.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's that about?
It's about a man called Matthew Sliding, who takes a popular national radio station and grinds its reading and listening figures into the dust.
Ah, that's very good. There's a bit of satire there. It's a very satirical show this week.
The new Andy Coulson. I've got an idea for some sitcoms here. I'd like to see some vehicles for Jack D. Perhaps one called Jack on the Box, Jack could discuss things that are on television.
Mm.
Jack of All Trades, in which Jack D does a different job each week, perhaps advertising different products.
Yeah.
And Cracker Jack, in which Jack D uses psychological profiling to solve various crimes. That'd be quite good.
That'd be quite good. Any others?
Another one. I got Terry and Dune, right?
Yeah.
This is about a slightly Chinese-looking teenage programme presenter who has a hilarious obsession with a boring film set in an alien space desert.
That's pretty good. Pete?
Yeah, I got one called Bent Coppers.
Yeah.
And this is about two policemen, and one's corrupt and one's gay.
Yeah.
And they're both called Bent, and they both have curvature of the spine, and they're made of copper, because they're robots.
They're robots.
Yeah.
That would be very exciting. There'd be adventures. You got one, Sal?
Yeah. Shampoo and Set.
Yeah.
A sitcom about the girl band Shampoo as tennis pros.
Hey, that's great. It's interesting that Colin should mention Matthew Bannister, because Andy Coulson, his friend at the Sun, in his bizarre column, has got an amusing thing where Matthew Bannister slides down a banister every time he makes a mistake. We decided to do a similar thing about Andy Coulson from Bizarre, but instead, we're going to have, every time he copies something in the Sun
out
of another magazine, say Q, Select, Empire, we want you to write in if you've got any of those, send them to us. Every time he copies a thing out of another magazine, he'll go down one step down into our toilet. We've built a model of Andy Coulson.
And a toilet.
And a toilet. And next week we'll see if he falls into the toilet or not. Anyway, there'll be more things after the news of us doing stuff. But first, here is the news with David Nicholl.